I'm Laura Winters. As pro-Palestinian protests rage on college campuses across the country, the ADL, Anti-Defamation League, reporting a 360% spike in anti-Semitic attacks since the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack in Israel. Now, the latest anti-Semitic attack in Atlanta, where a Jewish-owned bakery shop on the campus of Emory University targeted, the store vandalized, and the owner of Ali's Cookies, a woman named Nofar Shablis, telling Fox News that a caller threatened to come and burn us. The shop also receiving an email stating, "Your store is going down unless you will stop supporting a country that murders, tortures, and commits a genocide. Police investigating." Donald Trump heads back to court on Monday, the latest on testimony from Friday at his hush money trial. Here's USA's John Schaefer.
Donald Trump has criticized the New York District Attorney for focusing on his hush money criminal trial, calling it a waste of time. Trump spoke after the trial recessed for Friday, stating that while crime is rampant in New York City, the DA has chosen to target him and his company instead.
"They shouldn't be wasting time on this. Look what they do to so many people. They're all lawyered up. That's all they do, lawyer up. In the meantime, you can't do anything in the country. The country's going to hell."
During Friday's testimony, his former press secretary revealed that the 2016 campaign team entered crisis mode following the release of the infamous Access Hollywood tape in which Trump boasted about grabbing women's genitals. On the witness stand, Hope Hicks stated that Trump initially told her, "That doesn't sound like something I would say."
In other news, Mystic Dan wins the 150th Kentucky Derby in an insane photo finish. The experts had to examine the video from all three horses who were neck and neck crossing the finish line, Sierra Leone coming in second place, followed by Forever Young. The odds, by the way, for Mystic Dan were 20-1. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
In Connecticut, demolition continues on I-95, a major corridor in the Northeast, where there was an explosive crash. Workers were back in Norwalk, Connecticut, Saturday to finish taking down a bridge severely damaged by fire after a gas-filled tanker truck crashed on I-95 and burst into flames. Both sides of the highway remain closed to traffic between exits 14 and 16. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont says this stretch of highway will remain closed until at least Monday. In other news, Texas Congressman Democrat Henry Cuellar facing bribery charges.
The Justice Department has indicted Texas Democrat Henry Cuellar and his wife, charging the pair with bribery and money laundering related to their ties with a bank in Mexico and an oil and gas company controlled by Azerbaijan. If convicted, they could spend years or even decades in prison. I'm Jen Gelber.
Turning now to entertainment news, a new documentary about Kevin Spacey is set to be released amid new allegations of sexual assault against the actor. The documentary, called Spacey Unmasked, will explore Spacey's alleged behavior, which the House of Cards star continues to deny. Spacey claims he wasn't afforded adequate time to address the claims made in this documentary. Now, this film is scheduled to premiere in the UK on May 6th and May 7th. Spacey was acquitted of 9 sexual assault charges in a London trial back in 2023. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.